The U.S. Attorney for Western Washington announced her resignation this week. As KUOW's Amy Radel reports, Jenny Durkin said she felt it was the right time to go.
Durkin spent 5 years in the region's top law enforcement post, which she says was longer than she'd planned. Tuesday, she said she'll take time to find the right next challenge. One issue she might tackle is cybercrime, which she calls the biggest threat facing the United States. She may continue to be part of the public policy dialogue on that issue. In Seattle, Durkin is probably best known for her work on police reform. She helped negotiate a consent decree that has the Seattle Police Department under federal oversight. She says the department's new use of force policy is open to revision, but she disputes the criticism that the new policy places officers at risk or results in less police enforcement.
So far, we haven't seen any information that shows that any of the concerns people might have are true. If they are true, we want to know it, and we want to fix it.
Durkin says now the building blocks for police reform are in place, and it's up to SPD Chief Kathleen O'Toole and elected officials to implement it. Durkin says she's also proud of her office's work on white-collar crime, forfeitures, drug trafficking, and civil rights. She's believed to be the first openly gay U.S. attorney, but she says a lot has changed in 5 years.
I believe it's correct that I was the first presidential appointment, openly gay presidential appointment, in the Department of Justice, not just as U.S. attorney. There have been a number since me, and it is so old news that it's really refreshing.
As she departs, Durkin says she's concerned about the prevalence of heroin and methamphetamine, and she reiterated that Washington's medical marijuana business is untenable under both state and federal laws. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.